What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone, dear listeners. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show, it's all about soul. It's about your soul, how to activate your potential and how to express your biggest talents and gifts and leap into your biggest dreams. Each week we'll have some of the most gifted experts and coaches or speakers to help you begin that journey to a life that's filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. And today you are in for such a treat because we have the honor to talk with our guest, our special guest, Lois Grasso, who will talk with us about how the truth sets you free. You know, we all want freedom to make our own choices and pursue our own goals, to love who we want to love. And common childhood experiences and culture conditioning have trained us in rules of engagement that keep us restricted and oppressed. Discover why your health and happiness depends on telling your truth and how to do so in a way that benefits everyone and sets you free. All of this is Lois Grasso gonna tell you all about it. So stay tuned with Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And for everyone who's listening, if you want to take already that first step, make sure you get my 21-day free training. I'm offering that for free now. This was a core part of my best-selling program. It's free. It's the 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. You can get that training on yoursoulguidance.com. Well, let's not wait any longer and talk about Lois Grasso. And I hope I pronounce her name right, because I don't know, I'm Dutch. So I have, you know, these special names are a little more difficult for me. But she is the founder and director of the Oxygenus Institute. And it's dedicated to promoting the universal self-care and holistic self-empowerment via natural and innate resources. She was also the publisher of Self-Health Networker. And she's an avid fire walker. I want to know more about that for sure. And she's now a self-employed as a holistic health coach and transformational breath facilitator, a public speaker in Hartford, Connecticut, and always an entrepreneur. Lois is now using her extensive marketing experience and business skills to organize the holistic community cruise into the Mayan countries in 2012. And just make sure you stay till the end, because in the last segment of our show, we're going to talk a little more about this really great adventure. And I'm actually one of the speakers on this cruise, too. So stay tuned for that. Lois is also helping clients to start and to promote their own socially responsible businesses. Well, let's not wait any longer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Saskia. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here on this rainy, rainy day in the East Coast. I don't know if it's raining at your end, but here it's miserable.
Yes, it is. It's raining. The flowers are drinking it up.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the really good part of it. But what I ask every guest of the show is, like, what happens when we say goodbye to our old small self and we say hello to our soul? I mean, have you experienced this?
Absolutely. I did that myself when I was 15 years old. I was in a general chemistry class with a teacher named Mrs. Little. I'll never forget it. And suddenly I just looked around me and I went, what am I doing here? And I stood up and I said, I'm leaving. I won't be back. And I walked down to the guidance counselor and I said, what do I have to do to get into college? I was getting straight A's in all the easy classes, and I decided to, you know, really apply myself. And my whole life changed dramatically from that point on. And I see that as my soul awakening, just realizing I was wasting time, and or maybe I wasn't wasting time, but it was time to move on and start, you know, start on my mission. So that was the beginning for me. And I think it is, I think it's different for everyone. I know I have clients who don't have their soul awakening until they're 70 years old, and yeah, others when they're 40, and others when they're 25. So it's all a very unique process for each individual.
Yeah, and what do you think that, that takes, Lois, for us to say goodbye to our soul self?
Well, what I think, you know, it takes a lot of different things, but what I find is the most critical piece to really creating a life that we want to live and that we are meant to live according to our soul's guidance, according to our soul's unique mission, if you will. I think the most important thing is learning how to tell our truth and learning the importance of and following the principle of always speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. So I have found that that is really key, and I know that oftentimes there are many, we get lots of guidance from gurus and great spiritual teachers telling us just be happy. You know, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. I think that's Wayne Dyer's quote. And while I agree with all of those great teachers, I have found that it's not so easy as that. It's not so easy as just saying that. Really what has to happen is we have to give ourselves permission to speak our truth, even if our truth is not something that, that we think others are going to enjoy hearing. Because if we don't speak our truth, we are not going to be able to create the life we want. If I want, for example, if I want a different kind of relationship with my partner, let's say, if I am just not happy with it, I could either pretend I'm happy or I could speak my truth to him and give him the opportunity to shift if he wants to. But at least I've spoken my truth and told him what I need and what I will and won't settle for. But many, many women and men, I think, go through many years of relationship, as an example, relationships that they're not happy with, but they pretend they're happy because it's supposed to be the spiritual thing to do. Just pretend you're happy and you will be happy. But when you're not speaking your truth, you can't really be true to yourself. And that's being true to your soul, and that's being true to your mission. And if you don't speak your truth, you end up way off track and walking a path that you're really not meant to be on. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, but I'm sure people are listening and thinking, yeah, you know, but if I would speak the truth to my wife or to my husband, you know, I don't have the courage because they fear the consequences. What would you say to those people, or what's your advice?
I understand that fear. It's the fear of abandonment, and we all have it. And the thing is, when I encourage people to speak their truth, what I'm not encouraging them to do is just blurt out their reaction to the other person. For example, I'm going to use myself as an example. There are things that he does that just, you know, that just bug me. So if I were to just let them build up and bug me for a while, and just kind of stuff it every time he does it. Oh, I don't know. One thing he does is he leaves the caps off of jars. Okay, big problem, right? But I'm just going to use it as an example. he leaves the jar, he puts the jar on top, and then he doesn't close it. And sometimes I'll go pick up the jar, and the jar will fall out from under my hands because I picked up the lid instead of the jar, right? Just a small example. But if I were to just constantly say, well, I can't say anything because, well, that's not a big deal, and I'm supposed to be happy, and I don't want to hurt his feelings, and da-da-da-da-da. If I were to just let that go for, I don't know, 6 months to a year it might take before it actually builds up into some anger, then what's going to happen is at one point I'm just going to blow up, and I'm going to say, what the heck is wrong with you? What is, you know, and I'm going to yell, and that's not my truth, is it? I mean, me yelling and accusing him of being a jerk because he does this is not really my truth, is it?
No.
Of course it's not. What's my truth is, it's very frustrating for me when I go and pick up jars and find that you have left the jar cap untightened and blah, blah, blah. And there's a way to speak your truth that doesn't accuse anybody of anything, that doesn't attack anybody, but still expresses your needs and your truth. And also, the way I teach people to, there's a four-part formula that I use that helps people to learn how to do this well. And we also express some appreciation for that person. And it shifts everything dramatically. So I don't encourage people to just blurt out their anger if they're feeling angry. I encourage people to learn how to express their truth in a way that is 100% true and not attacking.
That's beautiful. Lois, we are going to go, you know, we get back to that after the break. We're almost heading into that. So for everybody,
okay,
you know, we have a fantastic topic about the truth that sets you free, and we'll dive more into that after the break. At this moment, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Lois Grasso, about telling how the truth sets you free. And if all of you think you have this dream, like you want to write that book, or you want to start your business, or you want to find your soulmate, or move to Italy, and you think, who am I kidding? You are not kidding anyone. Make sure you live that dream out loud. And I've created the 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams, to help you set that first step to make that happen. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. And stay tuned, we will be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest today, Lois Grasso, who is talking about such an important topic, how the truth sets us free. But I want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with Lois. Could you give the people your information, your website, and maybe events you're promoting?
Sure, absolutely. They're welcome to call regarding private sessions, either by phone or in person, and I'm in the Hartford, Connecticut area. But the number to call me at is 860-796-1480. That's 860-796-1480. And, Saskia, that is my personal line, so nobody ever listens to that except me. So if somebody wants to leave a, you know, fairly in-depth message about what they're up against, they can do that, and then it'll be easier for us to get right into it when I call back if they get my voicemail. And the other place they can read about me on is the website, which is, I have a couple actually, which is Lois Grasso, that's L-O-I-S, G-R-A-S as in Sam, S-O, .wordpress.com. And that was set up as a website / blog, and they can learn all about me and what I do there. The Oxygenesis Institute website is oxygenesis.org, and that's spelled O-X-Y-G-E-N as in Nancy, E-S as in Sam, I-S as in Sam, .org. That's a nonprofit organization that I formed 10 years ago to help make this accessible to everyone. So,
thank you so much. That's great. And we'll have you mention it more times because I'm sure people want to connect with you and, you know, want to get your information. But as I said before the break, you know, who am I kidding if I don't follow that dream or, you know, I don't write that book or I don't find my soulmate? And probably you would say, who am I kidding if I don't listen to that truth that, you know, you want to set free? Could you speak about that, Lois?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we use this cliche, who are you kidding? And in reality, if we're not speaking our truth, then we are kidding everybody. In other words, we're not even letting other people see who we really are so that they can respond to who we really are. I don't know about you, Saskia, but I bet many of your listeners, and I know I, at one point in my life, just desperately wanted people to understand me. I just really wanted people to know my good intentions. I had a lot of really good intentions, and it seemed often as if people didn't get that. They always thought my intentions were, well, not always, but often thought my intentions were other than what they were. And I was so adamant, why is it nobody understands me? And eventually what I realized is that nobody understands me because I'm not sharing myself with anybody. I'm not letting anybody know what's important to me. I'm not letting anybody know what my intentions are. I was incredibly self-conscious and very shy and really had a low sense of self-esteem. And so I was afraid to let people see who I really was. Well, how on earth could anybody understand who I am if I'm not willing to express who I am and show it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's magical thinking, right? It's magical thinking. And you know, I have some a very close family member who is so, so afraid to speak her truth. And she thinks it's the noble thing to do because she says, and many of my clients say, well, I don't like to hurt people's feelings. If I speak my truth, it will hurt people's feelings. Well, that's just baloney. I'm sorry. That's just baloney. If you pent up, if you, you know, stuff your feelings for months, years, days, decades, whatever, if you stuff your feelings and let them putrefy into rage, then raging all over somebody, finally letting that out in a fit of rage, that's absolutely going to hurt someone's feelings, and that's not what I am recommending at all. In fact, I often have people in my office. One of the aspects of the therapy that I do when they're in my office is I have one of those big exercise balls. And I have people, when I know that what this client is talking about, what they're dealing with is unexpressed rage, which is very common, and leads to pain and suffering and illness, by the way. Unexpressed rage needs to be expressed, but it doesn't need to be expressed on unsuspecting victims who had nothing to do with the original reason for your rage. However, you can express your rage in a healthy way by punching the ball. And I call it ball therapy. My joke about it is, you know, we like to be on the ball. And we just sit there, and while we're bringing up these feelings of rage, we punch the ball and make loud noise. And it's really the way our body was designed, to express our anger in a way that is using our hands and even our feet and our voices.
Right,
so
and I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go on. No, I know you work with breath work in that process as well, and I'm very interested for you to share, you know, why the breath comes in that play. But please go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I appreciate that, and it comes into play tremendously. So taking it from where we were just talking about, where people are sitting in front of me, right across from me, and I'm holding the ball, and I'm encouraging them to really just wail on that ball. And it's hard for people to do a lot of times. Many people have a lot of resistance. They don't want to do it. But once they finally let themselves do it, they feel so good. And guess what? They also get themselves breathing heavy. They get themselves so that they're breathing like this. just as if they've just got finished running. You know, they're breathing in a connected breath. There's no pause between the inhale and exhale. You just breathe in a circular, connected way. And that happens naturally after people punch the ball and really let themselves feel that anger and let it come out. And then I just have them sit back and I have them let their mouth stay open and just let the breath come through. And it just comes and goes and comes and goes until they feel so much better. And the interesting thing about breathing is that breathing is the primary way for us to process and express our feelings, whether we are using our breath to speak our feelings or whether we're using our breath to cry or laugh or even yawning. Even yawning is a breathing exercise in a way that expresses maybe boredom or maybe a need for more energy. But the bottom line is that the breath is how we process emotions. And unfortunately, most of us, I would say about 98% of us, have been trained by social conditioning from very early childhood. We have been trained not to breathe when we are angry or sad or under stress. And it's interesting. I don't know about you. Have you ever heard this one? Don't cry or I'll give you something to really cry about.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
Absolutely.
And you may have even said it. I've said it to my daughter when she was little, unfortunately, because I didn't know better back then. But we get trained how not to breathe by getting trained not to cry. And crying is a primary way of expressing overwhelming emotion. And if we aren't allowed to do it, we become toxic. And that happens from a very early age. We learn to stuff the feelings, restrict our breathing, which is the only way to stop the crying from happening, so that our parents will approve of us and won't abandon us. And that's how we learn to not express our truth. Isn't that interesting?
It is. And what is the way to get out of this? I mean, I know you said there were four steps, and I'm curious. Could you share those four steps?
Sure, absolutely. And yet the four steps are going to be difficult for many people to do unless they are able to really connect with their true feelings. And the breath is very important for them. Being able to trust the breath, being able to go in and really feel your body, which the breath helps you to do. And there are some other ways too. I work with the emotional freedom techniques where you can really get in there and realize, what am I feeling? Because many people don't even know what they're feeling, right? And so that's important. But once we know what we're feeling, once we get to a point where we know what we're feeling and what our truth is in any given situation, and I'm talking our subjective truth, you know, like what I want or how I feel when such and such happens and those types of things. When we can understand what we want and understand how we're feeling, when we're feeling angry because somebody has stepped on our toes or rained on our parade, if you will, or whatever, a whole variety of things can make us angry, we need to have access to that and be able to say what's going on. And there's a four-part process, and so it's called Even Fish Need Air. This is a sort of an acronym for this process. And it is, I just want to preface this before I get into it. I want people to understand that this process is responsible for people becoming actually cured of five incurable illnesses. And I'll name them, okay? I'll get into how this is.
Lois, we're almost going to a break, so I don't want, you know, I don't want to break you up as we are, as we're going to mention those steps.
Okay. Well, the four steps, it's probably going to take longer for me to describe it than necessary, but than we have. But I will give you the quickie. The first one is express appreciation for something about that person, then name the event without any spin, and then we have to express what I feel, just saying I feel angry, I feel sad, I feel frustrated, whatever the feeling is, and then we state our needs. I need X, Y, and Z. And we can get into that more, but it really is very simple, but it's not always easy to do.
Okay, well, we get back to that because I want people really to get those four steps and have you after the break, you know, name them again. So for everybody who's listening, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And as we know, we all have a special path to follow. And at some point, you will hear that faint knocking in the background, you know, knock, knock, knock. And if you ignore that calling, you're going to be in trouble. That is your soul calling. We all have a soul's path. And to open that door, I want to help you with that. I have a free program, the 21-Day Roadmap to Your Dreams. It's at yoursoulguidance.com. If you go on a break, you can just, it's easy. It's 21-day free training. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Lois Grasso, who's going to talk more about the four steps that sets you free. But I also know we had Mel calling from Brooklyn. Mel, are you still there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm doing good.
And Mel, you had a question?
Yes, I did. I had a question. I was just sort of doing a little bit of work on myself with recently, thinking about what was the reason I was self-sabotaging myself. And I thought about what happened in my childhood, and I realized that I had some guilt about something. And I was recently watching a program where somebody said, when you have guilt or you have a shame or whatever it is, that you have to confess it to I don't know how many people, or you have to figure out a way to forgive yourself and do that. And I don't know what to do, because this is sort of the question, how do you forgive yourself for something you did in the past as a child, and if you can't find a person to ask for forgiveness from?
Mel, thank you so much for the courage to step out and call, and I would love my guest, Lois Grasso, to give the moment to answer, because you were just going to talk about those four steps, and they probably are perfect for what Mel is addressing with us.
Yeah, that's a great question, Mel. Thank you very much. And, you know, the key to forgiving yourself, I find, is to actually express your anger, because along with guilt comes anger. And, you know, anger has gotten a bad rap. You might even feel guilty about something that you did out of anger. Not sure, but that would be common. Mm. And, does that sound like a truth to you?
Well, you're right about that. I did things in the past that when I was angry that I felt guilty about. And this situation is more, I was confused and I was bored and I was scared about my own development as a man or young boy back then.
Gotcha. Yeah. So when we're feeling all those kinds of feelings and we don't have anyone safe to express them to, or any safe way to express them with someone who's safe, then that generally will turn, I call it, it's almost like these feelings putrefy, almost like, you know, like rotting vegetables, you know, after they've rotted for 10, 15 days, they're pretty gross, right? And it's almost, it turns into this internal rage and guilt and shame, where we feel like there's something wrong with us. And, you know, this is why people bully other people, because they feel like something's wrong with them. They feel angry about being bullied, and then they turn around and bully, right? And so,
you know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say that I was just, again, I was doing this work recently, and I said, why in the world am I so mad with people doing the most mundane things? And, hey, I am afraid to be judged myself for what I did as a child. And then I'm going around judging every single being and person, I mean, with rage.
Right.
And it's just outrageous.
Exactly.
I said, this is, and the tapping you talked about, yeah, I had tried it, but it was so powerful that I didn't know how to finish it. So I was afraid, and I was trying to tap on this, and I ended up physically hurting myself a little bit, so I just backed off.
Well,
but it was very powerful.
That's because you really need support. Oh, go ahead. You really need support when you're doing this kind of work, and that's the problem. A lot of people will start with EFT or even breath work and various kinds of processes, and then they either lose steam or they get totally depressed about it. And they need support because we have been trained by other people, our parents, our teachers, religious leaders, people in the community who are seen by us as authorities and who we have to obey. And so in order to comply, we stuff our feelings and they become guilt and they become shame. And the best way to forgive yourself is actually to let those feelings come up and out in front of someone who is safe to do this with, and that allows you to give yourself the self-acceptance, right? You have to accept these feelings in order to let somebody else see them, right? And once you do that, that's when forgiveness ensues, because self-acceptance is pretty much the same as forgiveness. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you talked earlier, Mel, about how do I find somebody to forgive me, and the truth is, you just look in the mirror, because you're the only one who really has to forgive yourself. And when you do, when you realize that you were doing the best you could back then, when you did whatever you did, which we don't even want to get into it on the phone, on the air, of course, but when you can admit that to yourself and actually maybe punch the ball let your feelings be expressed in some way, then you will feel the relief of forgiveness. And that is the same as self-acceptance, and that turns into self-esteem, and that is when we are able to actually love instead of judging other people.
Well, thank you so much, Mel, and then I want Lois to go over those four steps, because I'm sure everybody is grateful for, you know, Mel. Thank you so much for asking that question, because
you
bring up a fantastic fantastic angle to this interview where we can really all benefit from this. And the one thing I want to say is that during our life, there's these experiences. We go through life and, you know, we encounter all these different experiences, which are all part of our soul's lessons and soul growth. Maybe not lessons, but soul's growth is better to say that. And the thing is, what happens, we form these conclusions. Say you did something that, you know, you look back and you think, well, that wasn't so good. Or say you have an experience where, you know, something happens, you still feel hurt. The key is not so much the experience, but it's the conclusion we form. We create this kind of subconscious belief. And, you know, maybe it happened when you're 4 and then you're 45 and you still walk around with a subconscious belief that doesn't serve you anymore. So for everyone who's listening, you know, whatever area in your life you're at and you feel this struggle, you got to look like, you know what? Where did this belief come from? When was this formed? And does this still serve me? And, you know, I bet it won't. And this is such powerful stuff.
I want to add to that because these beliefs that we have, it's almost like programming. It's almost like the programming in your, you know, your Windows, your operating system on your computer, right? We have these subconscious programs that we're not even aware of. If you're working on your computer, you're not aware of Windows working in the background, and that's a good analogy. And so the key to finding out what are the beliefs that are sabotaging me, like with Mel, you know, because of something he did, or maybe because of something that was done to him before that, he developed a belief about himself and the world, which is haunting him still today, and we all have these to some extent. But the way to clear these beliefs is to be with somebody who can see clearly that, oh, that this is a belief you're operating on. This is not just fact, because you, as the believer, you just see it as fact. It's just the way the world is, right? So you need somebody else to point out to you, wait a minute, that's not necessarily the way the world is. That's not my belief, and so there must, you know, it's not just fact. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. That's true. I worked with this woman, and she's like 65. And the other day, she, you know, we looked at beliefs and stuff, and she had never known that she had this belief, I am so stupid. And we came across that she was subconsciously playing this, like, you know, like you say, in your Windows, Lois. It's like in your computer. Yeah. You don't know. You have this virus in your computer, and you, you know, whenever you want to open it. Anyway, she had this belief, and silently, she never realized. She said to herself, I'm so stupid, I'm so stupid, I'm so stupid. And then she discovered, we went way back, and she said, you know what? I know exactly when this happened. When I was 6 years old, I went to school, and I was this child, and I was so happy, and everything was so well in my life. And this teacher said to me, you are so stupid. And she had never known. That went right into our database. And until we talked about it, like, what is, you know, why doesn't your life unfold the way you want? She was walking around with that belief. But, yeah.
Wow.
But Lois, I mean, yeah. So it's true. Like, you know, we need to look inside.
Exactly. Because when children are 6 years old and under, they don't have the ability to discern between fact or fiction. They just don't have the ability to say, oh, gee, let's see, that teacher must have issues. You know, she must have a problem herself, which is the case, right? Any adult who would tell a child they're stupid is stupid. You know, they've got issues, right? So, but a child doesn't have the ability to discern that. A child just believes everything that they hear, and they're like sponges. So that's how our operating system is formed. And that's a problem. With breathwork and EFT and other tools, we can clear and reprogram those beliefs so that we have beliefs operating that are not sabotaging us, but that are helping us to reach our dreams and follow our truth and speak our truth, which is the first step.
Absolutely. Lois, can you give your website one more time? Because I see we're almost heading to a break. You know, we have such a great conversation. Okay. We can keep going.
I know.
But let us know how people can find you.
Okay. Two websites. Oxygenesis.org is OxygenEsis. It's a combination of oxygen and genesis.org. Oxygenesis. And then my personal website is loisgrasso.wordpress.com. And either of those, you'll be able to find a good amount of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're listening to your soul. Go. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, maybe when we get back from the break, we can go over the even fish need air formula again.
Absolutely. We do that. So you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. If you are interested in personal soul coaching, group soul coaching, or you for sure want to get your 21-day roadmap to your dreams, where there's actually a special section that's all dedicated to look at your beliefs that sabotage you, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Lois Grasso.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011. We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Lois Grasso. She talks about how the truth sets you free, and we're having such a delightful conversation. And Lois, you were talking about the four steps, and then we're also going to talk a little bit about the Mayan holistic cruise. So let's get started. What are the four steps?
Okay, the four steps, the way we remember this is even fish need air. It's kind of like an acronym that helps you to remember the four steps. Each one of those words stands for a step. And the first one actually is air, and that stands for appreciation. So the first step is to express appreciation to someone. So, for example, today I was trying to express something to my partner. He turned on the blender right in the middle of my sentence, and afterwards I let him know. I said, I appreciate you making a smoothie for us. So he was making a smoothie for us, and I told him how I appreciate that. And then the second step is you cut me off in the middle of my sentence. That's just stating the event. We just state the event without any spin. We don't say anything else except what exactly happened, factual, right? And then the next step is to state how you feel. Fish stands for I feel. and then the next step is I feel, and I said, I feel sad and just cut off from you. I just feel disconnected. And then the next step is to state what you need. So I said, I need to let you know how much it hurts me when you just ignore what I'm saying and, cut me off mid-sentence. It seems like you just don't have any interest. And that's all. That's it. I just leave it at that. So It's express appreciation, express what happened, that's at issue, just very briefly, very factually. And I feel, and I'm not saying things like, I feel that you blah, 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 blah. It's I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. It has to be a feeling word in order for it to be true and not an accusation, right? And the last part is I need. And this works so well that this process is at the core. This formula is at the core of a process called reverse therapy, which reverses chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome, anxiety disorders, and moderate depression. Those are five incurables, according to our medical community here in the United States. But in England, 600 people over 10 years have gone through this process called reverse therapy, and 83% of the adults were cured or reversed, let's say, because we can't say cured. Their symptoms were reversed on all five of those illnesses. So that's some powerful stuff. That proves that this is key. This, telling your truth is key to being healthy and to being wealthy and to being happy, because you can't really be all three if you're not speaking your truth. And that leads me, you know, the happiness piece leads me to what you brought up earlier, Saskia, which is the cruise.
Oh.
You know, your whole thing of all about following your dreams and following your passion. And one of the ways I'm following my passion is to organize a cruise to the Western Caribbean. These are four islands where the Mayan people lived back in the day when they lived. And in January 2012, we are going on a seven-night cruise. We've got about 200 people signed up already, and there's still room on the ship. And we are going to play and support each other in telling our truths, and we're going to have classes and workshops, morning yoga. We're going to have entertainment. We'll have Don White on the ship, who's a wonderful comedian, singer-songwriter, whose songs are very, very aligned with what we're talking about here. And it's just going to be a blast. And we'll all be going to visit the Mayan ruins in Costa Maya called Chechogan. And best of all, people can get on this cruise and have everything, the conference, all their meals, their room, their entertainment from the ship, entertainment from our conference, the holistic aspect of this that we're organizing. And they can get all of this for just about $1,000.
I know.
It's an amazing price.
It's amazing, and I'm just so delighted to be invited to be one of the speakers there. And, you know, so I know what you're talking about, and what I'm going to talk about in my workshop is revealing your courageous self to step into your biggest dreams, because, you know, there's a lot that comes to courage. So it's just much fun. And I think there's so many other workshops that are there, and also about breath work. And Lois, you were going to give a workshop there. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to be doing a workshop called Relationship Solutions, which will, by the way, include working with Even Fish Need Air, this process. We'll also be using some EFT, and there will be breath work on the ship. Judith Kravitz will be on the ship, and we'll be doing transformational breath work. And your friend Pat Hastings is also going to be on the ship, and she'll be doing a thing called The Magic of Saying No to Others and Yes to Yourself, which is all about speaking your truth. And I'm very excited to hear your talk. I can't wait. And you're right. Courage is just a huge piece. It does take courage for people to face these programs and face the guilt that's sabotaging them, like Mel did, even just calling up. He had courage. Even though we can't see his face and we don't know, we may not ever see him again, he still had courage to call up and share his issue with the world, and that's critical. We all need courage, and we all have it. We just have to express it.
And courage doesn't mean you don't have fear. Courage just means, you know, you do it anyway. Courage.
And that's real spirituality. You know, that to my thinking, Saskia, that's real spirituality. You know, it's not about religion. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking spirituality is when you are afraid and you know it's right for you and you do it anyway, even though you're afraid. That's spirituality, in my opinion. And that's following your soul.
Following your soul and courage means to stand by one's core, you know, and there comes the whole speaking your truth in play. I mean, when you stand by your core, you open that door to your bigger self. And, you know, I call it my soul. Other people call it their big self or their higher self, or, you know, it just means
I call
that
it body mind.
You go for it. And I just know that everyone who's listening, you know, you have a bigger purpose out there. You have a soul's path, and you want to live that now. I mean, you don't want to wait till someday when it's the right time. It's like, you know, if you feel that kind of passion for something, I'm just, you know, my passion is in my work and coaching to get people really open that door and, you know, let go of beliefs that don't serve you. And, you know, and like you say, speak the truth, because this is such a fantastic topic. But for everybody who's listening, you know, you can sign up for the Mayan cruise on yoursoulguidance.com/cruise. So on my website, yoursoulguidance.com/cruise, there's a section cruise, and you know, that guides you to the site and to this whole exciting journey. Lois Grasso, she is the key organizer. So that's, you know, about you.
Yeah, we're
because
gonna have a blast.
I know, and you've done it before, but what are, do you have any message of inspiration? Because we're almost to the end of the show. Can you leave your website one more time? And if there's anything you still wanna say?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to leave my website. But first, I'd just like to reach out to everyone who's listening and reassure you that no matter what you've done in the past, no matter how you feel about yourself right now or how you have felt about yourself in the past, the truth of the matter is that every single one of us is a beautiful, brilliant, magnificent being just waiting to be let out of the cocoon. And that guilt and those feelings from the past, those programs we talked about, those are the cocoons.
And Louis, almost we're ending, so I so don't want to do this because I know the show will cut off. So please say your website one more time.
Okay. It's loisgrasso.wordpress.com. That's loisgrasso.wordpress.com.
Oh, and thank you so much.
860. Oh, thank you.
Say one more time your number because we're almost heading to get.
Okay, the phone number is 860-796-1480, and I look forward to hearing from anyone who wants to get a hold of me, and you'll get a $50 free gift certificate if you mention that you heard us on this show.
Thank you so much, Lois. This was great, and thank all of you for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance. We had a wonderful time. Join us every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, 12 Pacific, and next week on Thursday we have Alison Spellman. Have a wonderful week, and I see you back next week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.